Tuesday morning, cup of joe, shot of rye. Stelty's in here once again.
What's going on?
We were missing last week because Stelty couldn't make it through. And I know last summer I recorded a lot by myself, but I just got lazy. And I also didn't want to kill the momentum we had, any possible momentum we had, by going solo for a show.
I heard they were playing our episode at some other point during the week.
Yeah.
Someone had texted me and said, I heard you on the radio yesterday.
Oh, really?
I wasn't on the radio this week. They're like, yeah, it was you and some dude they were talking about. I was like, oh, they're replaying our episode.
Yeah, no, so usually whenever I can't come through and we can't record an episode, Jared will fire up an old episode of mine. So the plan was for me, too, was to make like a mix, but I got really lazy about that, too. So, yeah, so usually if we can't record a replay episode, will be played on Tuesdays. And if you're listening, we are now recording on Sundays for the summer. So this goes up on Tuesday mornings, but we're recording on Sundays. So now we're a day late on some news. So if we make any predictions on Sundays that see results on Monday, we do sound like an idiot, but you know, we're recording on Sundays.
That's the way it works.
Give us a break.
We also have a podcast now.
Yes. So Ryan, I don't know if you've fired it up yet, if you're promoting it yet or not. But
no, I'm not promoting it yet. I want to work out the kinks. All right. Joe will be a recurring guest on my podcast, Gimme Stelter.
Yes.
Check that out on SoundCloud. I'm trying to get that on iTunes, trying to get a logo up. So yeah, that'll be a little bit more candid conversation.
Yes. But yeah, we tried last time, and it just got way too
serious. It was supposed to be a comedy-ish podcast, and we talked about masculinity for like 20 minutes.
We got pretty serious again.
It's good stuff, but like it will be more not sports related. I think
next time we should, because we were recording while we had like a game on the screen, right?
Yeah.
I think next time we should
turn it off.
Yeah, focus
just
on one environment.
Just us two in there with a glass of wine.
Yes.
And some candles.
Yes. Yeah. Some candles. some saxophone from Kenny G in the
G,
background.
Baby.
A little bit of Careless Whisper playing in the background, and that'll be good. So, it's been a week since we've been on.
Yeah.
Been 2 weeks now. So what have you been up to?
Finished school, finished exams. So that's exciting.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you were done 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I was snoozing. I was having a time.
Guy's been sleeping until 11 a.m. every day the last 2 weeks. And like, I've been having to sweat exams.
Like how I usually do during the school year. Yeah, I'm skipping class again. Sorry, Rob. Sorry.
It was all good. I already got some marks back. I should actually check. No, wait.
No,
it's the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
They only upload. But I got two B's and a C right now.
Nice.
Just shouting out my grades for everybody.
There you go.
I'm kind of ticked off about the C, but whatever.
Yeah.
I can't. She was the department head of English.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like she's like the stingiest marker.
Yeah.
And just didn't like anything I put out.
Got you.
So
got you.
Whatever. Yep. School's over. Time to. I don't know what I'm going to do now for the next 6 weeks.
Did you? So you had. You told me you had three interviews, right?
Yeah. It's confirmed now. Actually, this is coming out on Tuesday. I'm allowed to say it.
Oh yeah.
It's confirmed now that I will be working at the Kenora Daily Miner this summer.
Hey-o, so there we go.
If you're in Kenora, hit me up. I'll be bored.
Yeah. And will you be coming here to record the show at all?
I'll try to come sometimes.
Yeah.
We'll work it out.
Yeah. No,
I still got all of May yet. We could even
Yeah.
Whatever. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
You come out of my whatever.
Yeah. No. I think the plan for this summer is just like, because last summer I did it like every week, and it just got way too like.
Yeah.
I could tell like my material and my style was just like I was getting. I just started like worse and worse as like the summer went on
because
like I was just like, oh, what do I talk about now this time?
Yeah.
Right?
So, well, it's the slowest season of sports. All you got is baseball
exactly.
And like, free agency for hockey and
no,
basketball.
It was bad because once the playoffs ended by June, I was like, well,
what are you talking about?
This guy got a home run yesterday.
Yeah, baseball in like July and August can get, well, actually June and July I find is just like kind of the most boring period.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just the middle of the year kind of teams are still, I don't know. That's August it kind of ramps up again because you're looking forward to playoffs. And
exactly,
stuff,
yeah. Like there's no, and then like July is like, you know, there's deadlines, I guess, too.
Well, there's always CFL.
Yeah.
We're not the biggest CFL fans around here.
As you can tell. But you know, whatever. Anyways,
but yeah, I think we can keep the or even if we take a hiatus, it's up to you.
Yeah, I'll let them know. I think what the plan I want to do is, and hopefully Jared and Michael are listening to this before they turn it off. I think the plan would be to get you in whenever I can. And then, you know, I'll maybe record an episode if you can't make it for like a month stretch or something like that, you know, every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just so I can build up the material for an hour, right?
Or we could even record two episodes or something, talk about complete things that are not current events.
We could. Yeah, we could go back to talking about toxic masculinity and all that stuff.
That was good. I like that. And then the live show in the fall. So stay tuned, folks. Yes, I'm excited for that.
We have a live show. I think I should start we should start planning how to do that show. I don't know if we're going to do interviews and stuff, but
I think that would be the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Get some people on, get some Bison athletes. We'll maybe focus more on that.
Some Bison
athletes. Get some interesting people to talk to.
I'll get some professors to talk to.
Actually, that'd be kind of fun to get some candid conversation with professors.
The philosophy department has a few chill professors that I think I could get on here to have fun with us. So
I don't think any English professor would do it.
So we'll see about that.
What about you, Joe? What have you been doing?
So the week that we couldn't record, before that was like my off week. So that was like, I still had to work Tuesday and Thursdays and Friday, but like that was like the week where I was like, hey, let's get some stuff out of the way. Let me sleep in. Let me just game. Let me just sit on the couch. Let's lounge around. I'll get to that in a bit.
Okay. I recently got on the Fortnite train. That's why I'm like,
me too.
It. Okay.
That's the thing. So that was that. And then the week after that, I'm back to my full-time job, 9 to 5.
Nice. Living the dream.
And there's a person I work with who is very annoying. And
do they listen to the podcast or the
show? They don't. They don't. And if they do, hey man,
we don't name names.
We don't name names. But hey, if you're listening, just tone it down a little bit. Is all I gotta say. But the person is just like,
Everyone's got someone they work with.
So you know like Kinger types, like people who are like really on the ball, like you know, they're like, you know, they're keeping updated with like how to do the job, you know.
Eager beavers.
Yes, exactly. This person's kind of like that, and so their desk. So I sit at a desk, and their desk is right on the other side, right?
Yeah.
And the way it's set up right now is that they're sitting there, and there's a bunch of new people around him. So they have been kind of told to be directed towards them, like this person, to like ask questions, you know, and they'll give you the answers and all that stuff. He's really good at it. Like, I'll give him props for that. Like, he's really good at giving answers and questions. It's just that he...
Ooh, you almost swore, I think.
Yeah, no, I was this close. this is how irritating I am with this person.
I wish you could see his face, folks.
They friggin', you know, they just giggle at the end of everything, and it drives me nuts. It's just, so if you do this, and that'll be all good.
Is it like that nervous laughter that they're uncomfortable with how they say things, so they just gotta laugh to like...
It's kind of like that, like you know, like when you make small talk and you're trying to lighten the mood?
Yeah.
It's like that, but every single sentence and every single like just thing that they do, and it's just...
That's bad.
I had a goal of mine to like, you know, just not have my headphones in all the time and try and engage at work.
Yeah.
And by like 1 p.m. I'm ready to blow my brains out. Like, I'm just like, I'm putting the music on, don't talk to me, anybody. Monday, Tuesday I was fine. By Wednesday, like 3 days into my job going full time, I was ready to lose it. I was like, oh no.
Man, we gotta get off this topic. I think you've almost swore like 3 times.
Yeah, I know. I've been pretty close. Anyways, if he's listening,
shut up.
Just I appreciate the work that you do. Tone it down. Just as you know, you're at a bit high, you're at a 10, you're at a 10, possibly 11, take it down to like maybe a 5. And that's all I'll say. But other than that, I did start playing Fortnite yesterday, actually. That was my first time last night.
Literally same.
Yeah, really?
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I'm like a level 12 now.
I'm like level 2. And it was so funny because like I'm playing with this group of friends that I usually play with.
Yeah.
And this is like the same group of friends that I played with during high school. So like Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, Black Ops, all that stuff. We had this one friend, and if he's listening, shout out to him, who he even like... just accepted the fact that he was not good at first-person shooters online.
Yeah.
And, like, he's getting better. Like, he's gotten a lot better since high school, right, and all that stuff. But, like, he's still like, yeah, man, I'm always the one to die first and all that stuff, right? So yesterday was my first time playing. Literally the first match that I've ever played, he's the one to still die first. And I was like, oh, wow, like, I'm still alive.
More things change, the more things stay the same.
It was the funniest thing. Like, he was like, how do I keep dying first? And I was just like, oh, I'm still alive. But then, yeah, like after that, like he started staying alive and I was dying first after that. So beginner's luck. And then after that, it trended towards the average line where
the mean.
Yeah. So I don't know. How's your Fortnite experience?
I went, me and my buddy came over and he's just like, you got Fortnite? I'm like, yeah, I downloaded it because it was free.
Yeah.
And I figured maybe one day I'll pick it up if I ever have time.
Yeah. Yeah.
School.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he's just, so I was like, yeah. And then we just started playing and I'd never really played and he played it and, you know, I was like, because when I watch people play it online, it looks so confusing with how they're building things all the time and, like, switching between that and all the guns. I was like, this is just too much for me.
Yeah.
And then I figure out it's stupid simple and really quite easy once you get down to it. And I think the best finish I had was a third place finish.
Oh, okay.
In, like, single play, like, solo queue.
Oh, so, yeah,
so
okay.
That
yeah.
was... It was got pretty intense. I had some pretty sweaty moments. But, like, I don't think the strategy is... I'm kind of almost finding out there's only two strategies. Either get in there, run and gun, and just try to kill your way and have some fun, or you just go to a spot by yourself and kind of hide it out, collect your weapons, you know, build your thing, and then wait it out. But I mean, that's not fun either, because it's like you don't see, you could get one kill the whole match. I don't know. We could talk about Fortnite for a long time.
We talk about, like, the last few episodes have been too serious. Let's talk about Fortnite for a minute.
Okay,
I'll talk about. So I played in a group of four. I didn't play any solo matches. And the only time where our squad won, like, got first place, like, victory royale, whatever, is when I died, like, within 5 seconds. It was the most it was the funniest thing. I was like, wow, like, I died for this. I died so you guys could win. And it was, like, you know, like, that part of the map where it's, like a hedge maze or whatever? There's, like, a
piece
in the
center?
Yeah,
I don't know what it's called. Everyone knows the names and everything. And they're let's go to Tilted. Let's go to a dusty thing. I'm like, what? I just know the forest and the loot lake is the other one.
Yeah, so I went in there, and I was just messing around. Like, I was just like, I'm going to destroy everything. Yeah. That's what I've been doing, like, for, like, my first
couple. It's so much fun.
For my first few matches, I was like, whatever. Let me just do all this stuff, right? And so I'm doing that in the hedge maze. And my friend, he's like, guys, is someone in here? And then my other friend's like, oh, no, it's just Joe. He's just destroying stuff. And there was actually another guy in there, and he lit me up. And I was like, no, guys, there's actually someone in here. And then I'm watching, I'm spectating it, and then, like, all three, like, just jump on him in the center, and they just lit him up. It's the funniest thing. Because he was taunting me, too, and I was like, yeah, take that.
You little swore again.
You little jerk. You little...
This is so tough for you. I love it.
You little jerk.
You little turd.
You little turd. You little.
This is funny. Guys got to switch to radio mode.
Little turd Ferguson. It's good though. It's good. This is good practice for me to not get into many swears when I'm conversating with people.
Yeah, I know. We swear too much.
Because, like, I feel like when I got back to full time at work, like, just, like, the miseries of that place just went back onto me.
Yeah.
And I've just been like, F this, F that, blah, 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 blah.
You're just becoming another worker, another cog in the machine.
Exactly. This is exactly how it was when I worked at a warehouse. I was just, you're just around a bunch of dudes and everyone's got toilet mouth and locker room talk in their mouths. So
nobody's ever happy at work.
No,
everyone's
exactly.
Always complaining about where they work. You'd be working your dream job. People still be complaining, I think.
There'd be something that's like, oh, these people. There's always someone there.
It's like someone's complaining or someone's, you know, I want, like, I can't do this, I swear.
I know, right? I know. I've been listening to a lot of Bill Burr lately, too. Like, podcast. Yeah, so yeah. It's like, it's so, you want to, like, add, like, that little spice for, like, comedic effect, right? But...
No, but yeah, everybody's always complaining and whining at work about something, even if it's like they like their job.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like that's human nature. We always complain.
I think
the weather.
Yeah. It's especially worse in an office.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anyone there wants to be there. Like, they're just there because they need it, like, because they settled on a job.
They need to pay the man.
And it's so, like, it's just funny hearing what they complain about, because it's, like, just the most mundane stuff.
Oh, I know.
And it's just like, oh, well, you know, she thought she finished the file, but she didn't finish the file, and I tried to review the file, and I couldn't review the file. I had to give back the file, and she said she didn't do the file, and I'm just like, why, what? Like,
it sounds so, when you take all those office conversations out of context and get to the real world, they just sound ridiculous.
Oh, they do. Absolutely. Every time, and I'm just like, this is terrible.
It's real. This is my life now. This is what I do.
Exactly. It's like, can I just, you know, I don't know. It's always going to happen with every job, I think. But I think office talk is the worst, because, like, it's just, you're already bored. And then you're trying to, like, entertain yourself by seeing what other people are doing. And it's like, there's just nothing going on that side. And you're just like, well, I guess I'll go F off somewhere.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. I've worked one office job where I didn't really like it. I was doing data entry for a bit for like 3 weeks up in the office.
Yep.
Other than that, I was working in my own little office, but and just hearing the talk and I mean the cubicles, I don't know why people like cubicles so much. It's like just walls people off and all you hear is people yelling over the cubicles and stuff.
Yeah.
They create an open office where people can just like see each other's faces and converse.
That's what I'm lucky that I kind of have a desk like that's like near like the main hallway, like one of the main like paths that people walk through, because it's like right across from the mailboxes. So I see a lot of people there, like different people. So I'm like, any mail for me today? No, I don't know, Janice. It's crazy. It's crazy out here. There's so many faxes. I don't know what's going on.
Dude, they still fax?
Oh yeah,
those are real.
Yeah, people are still sending in faxes.
Oh man, I remember when I worked at Safeway. We had to fax bread orders. I was at that time, it's like 2015 or 2013, whatever year it was. We're still faxing, like just email it.
No,
just,
we have a ridiculous amount of faxes. Like we have 6 fax machines plus 2 extra ones for like separate like cases. Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. So
for the tax center. That's where all our tax money's going to, just keep sending outdated technology.
Just taxes. Yeah, I know. And so it's the office is it's not like what it's like on TV or in the movies, that's for sure.
No.
And it disappoints me so much that I can't like see a guy get like physically angry that someone put his stuff in Jell-O, you know, like I know have that experience, and I wish I had it, but it's too bad.
You got any food related things?
I had sushi for the first time in a long time.
Ooh, where
very
from?
Good Naru Sushi on Osborne Village, if anyone's listening. Naru Sushi, hit that up. Very, very good. I don't know. What about you?
I actually don't. I haven't been eating out in a long time because I got to conserve money, man.
That's why I feel the
same
way.
I don't have a job for 6 weeks, so I got to...
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
No, like I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm running really, really low.
You got to prepare your own meals?
Well, I have been. I've been like eating oatmeal and stuff.
Oh, there you go.
Who eats oatmeal for fun?
For fun, yeah.
Who consciously makes the effort to eat oatmeal?
You can make oatmeal good. It's just
Sometimes I throw fruit in there.
There you go. Some yogurt.
I've never tried that, but mostly just
fruit.
I heard
it's not bad.
Fruit and bananas. But no, yogurt. I have yogurt too. Like, it's just boring. And those are like breakfast foods, but I'm eating them at any time of the day, or like wraps with banana and peanut butter in them. Like,
no, I feel that. Like, I need something to snack on, but it's like I shouldn't just buy like just random like candies and stuff, right? Like, I feel
because I'm trying to get in better shape. I think that's been the biggest battle.
Yeah,
it's just like
same here.
It's just I think both of us are trying to do that, but like as soon as you get a bag of candy, I'll think, I'll just take a handful. Maybe that'll be my nice little treat for a couple days, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to have that kind of thing, right? You don't want to cut it all out, but I'll have one handful and it's gone within 20 minutes.
I feel that.
I hate that about me. I can't do it. So I have to cut it out cold turkey, which sucks because I crave it. And I want, some sweet stuff, and I think it's okay to have sweet stuff.
Oh, it is, yeah. Luckily, I was able to cut off pop.
Pop's easy, I think.
Yeah, so like I used to like, it was bad, like maybe 3-4 years ago, like I just drink like maybe like 2 cans, 3 cans.
Oh.
Like, in a day, right?
It's crazy.
Like, yeah, so I'm lucky I was able to stop that. But recently, I went to 7-Eleven on a drunken adventure, and I was like, Airheads.
Oh, no.
And I picked up some watermelon Airheads, and like that experience, like the rest of the night is a blur. That experience, though, was just so, it was ingrained in my head. I was like, watermelon Airheads. This is so good. where's the watermelon? So Wednesday, I caved in and I went to Sev and I bought like 9 watermelon Airheads and like a bag of like sour cream and onion chips.
And just crushed.
And I've just felt like crap since then. I've just been like, okay. Well, time to put back the freshie in my system.
Yeah.
So,
like if you feel so bad about it. Like
that's the one thing I've noticed.
Like I had a whole thing of blue whales. I don't know if you ever had those.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite. I love those. Went to Dollarama. That's the only place I know where you can actually buy them.
Yeah.
So I went to Dollarama with my dad for my birthday card, and I was just like, I saw the blue whales. I'm like, you know what? I can have some. I've been good lately, right? I've been eating good. So I have it in my car. I figured I'll leave it in my car. I'll take a handful whenever I'm hungry. Yeah. No, that obviously doesn't happen. I eat it all.
Yeah.
And then I have the biggest headache for the rest of the day. And I'm like, this is why. It's like worse than drinking. I'm like, I feel like I just drank for so long.
Because all that sugar, right?
It's the sugar. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like,
that's.
And then I felt bad entering it into my little fitness app.
Oh, yeah, you got the fitness app. That's right. No, yeah. No. I think that's a good thing, though, that you and I both feel bad after we eat like crap, right? Because, like, before it would have been like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. This is good.
This is good, man. Yeah. I love this. And then now it's like, ooh.
Like, the second I started cutting out sugar and pop and stuff, you just sleep way better. I remember when I stopped drinking pop, that was the first thing I cut out, because you can't completely do it all, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But pop, and then I was sleeping good, you know, feeling better.
A lot easier to wake up to.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm actually waking up for my 9:30 class. I didn't miss a single 9:30 class all second semester.
Look at that.
That's a record for
look
some.
Look at that.
That's a university record.
Yeah.
I think.
Look at that. That's impressive.
It's not 8:30 because I'm not a crazy person, but 9:30 is still pretty early. And I was like, I didn't miss a single one.
That's impressive. Proud of you.
I'm proud of myself.
Good stuff.
Like, this
good
is, stuff. I want a plaque somewhere. Someone get me a plaque.
Didn't miss 9:30 classes for winter 2018.
Seriously, man. It was sweet.
No, that's good. Yeah, I know. I've noticed that too. Like, it's just when you cut it out, it's like a lot easier to wake up.
Yeah.
And it saves your wallet. And it's just like, you know. You get to like gloat a little bit about yourself to yourself. You're just like, I didn't eat any candy at all this week.
Yeah. Here I'm gonna eat 4 bags of M&Ms now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna make up for lost time.
I think that's the thing too. Like, it's good to keep in it. Like, everything is good in moderation, right? So like I'll toss in like a few, like I'll you know, swing by Walmart, buy like a bag of chips or something for like a Saturday night, you know?
Yeah.
And that's fine. Like, I still feel like it's okay, because like, if you're able to, like, you know, establish a routine for yourself eating healthy during the week.
Yeah.
Like the cheat day is obviously a thing, right?
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, like, it's just, it's nice to have that cheat day.
Yeah.
As something that you can, like, work to. Listen, if you work towards your goals, you can, like, have a cheat day and, you know, transfer all your inward energy into outward energy and, you know, clear your mind for, like, the cheat day, you know? Bullet point, hashtag fitness Instagram, hashtag Fitspo, hashtag.
I think of. Oh man, that was good. I think of meals I heard it once, it's like a batting average.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how many meals you have. 3 times 7 is 21. No.
Yeah.
21 meals in a week, right?
Yeah.
And if you're batting 17 for 21 and you know 17 out of your 21 meals are healthy, I think that's pretty good.
Oh, that's a good way to think about that.
So if you have 4 meals that are kind of not healthy or not bad, like, that's how I justify it in my head.
I'm going to start doing that, actually. I've never done that before.
Yeah, you count. It's like, well, what did I have this week? I'm like, well, you know, this week I had probably 5 or 6 bad meals. You're still batting pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a pretty good average, right?
Yeah, no, you're still Jose Altuve in that.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's how I look at it. And I
had never thought of doing it that way, but I think I might start doing that
now. No, it's a great way to do it, because then, you know, everybody has their, you know, the date. Yeah. You go to your grandma's and you have you know, seconds in a big bowl of dessert. That's whatever.
Or
man.
Like you come home and it's like someone makes they made like just like something fried.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, something fried.
Something fried. Anything fried is bad.
But yeah, like, that's how I look at it. And I think
I like that.
Yeah, that's my biggest advice for anybody who's trying to get into shape.
Listen, if you want to hit your goals, think of your meal plans as a batting average. You have 21 meals in a week, and you have 3 meals a day.
If you can hit 17 for 21, that's a pretty good batting average. You might be in for the silver slugger. Hashtag Fitspo.
If you're batting 17 for 21, you're essentially the Jose Altuve of fitness. And meal plan.
And then just put a picture of Jose Altuve.
So you put a picture of Jose Altuve and it starts with, this is Jose Altuve. He batted 423 last year. That's equivalent to getting 7 meals.
This week I batted 423 with my meals. Oh, man.
Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy. Like, that's why you see so many of them, right? Like, it's ridiculous. And
you had a good tweet this week about seeing.
Oh, yes.
This might be a good segue into what your experience at the whiteout.
We're going to segue. Okay, we should talk. Well,
what are we going to talk about? Baseball or the whiteout?
Okay, well, you were talking about, like, you saw some fitness dudes at the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Before coming here, right?
No, I was at the gym. You know, no big deal. Go to the gym.
Not
whatever.
Not a big deal.
No big deal.
I hate to see that.
No days off.
No days off.
Sunday, no day of rest. I don't know it.
Nah,
it's God's day? I don't know. It's Ryan's day. Ryan's day at the gym. That sounded so narcissistic.
My non-rest days are on days that end in Y.
Yeah. I don't know, days off, baby. Hashtag no days off. Beast mode. Hashtag grinding all day. Hashtag.
Oh, my goodness.
Hashtag mirror picture.
Hashtag, and then you got to put like the emojis with like the purple devil and stuff like that. And the 100.
And then like one, the one where the guy's lifting.
Yeah.
There's one of them, I think. And then the strong arm emoji.
Those guys that you saw at the gym probably use those.
Honestly, yeah. I saw a couple dudes with some, you know, huge gold, you know, those gold gym tanks that only like the biggest gym
based in California.
Yeah, it's like I'm like, you've never been to Gold's Gym, you can't wear that. Unless you have, okay, maybe that's what you did, but I doubt you've been there. You live in Winnipeg.
Yeah,
there's no way you've been to Gold's Gym and worked out there, so don't wear that ever. That's like rule number one. And then they're just with these, and they're huge dudes, and I'm not gonna say it to their face because they could probably drop kick me into the next week,
maybe.
And then they're, which is, you know, these gorgeous girls, and they're like taking, like, they're just, they're so eye-catching,
yeah,
just because they're big bodies and the girls are really good looking, and,
yeah
and I'm like, so I just stared at the dudes to make them feel uncomfortable.
Oh, there
I was,
you
like,
go.
I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna stare at the girls, I'm gonna look at the dudes, because I think they expect me to look at the girls, but I'll play, it's a mind game, I'll look at them.
Oh, there you go.
I don't look at the girls.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my strategy. For anytime I see a good looking girl with a dude, I'll just make eye contact with the dude.
This goes back to our conversation about like how like there's like the hot people that meet hot people, and then the ugly people that meet ugly people.
It was a perfect example, because it was two couples, I think. I don't know if they knew each other, but I felt like they did. But they were two couples that just, maybe they weren't even couples, but they had to be.
But you hate to see that.
But oh yeah, you hate to see it as an in-betweener like me. Yeah. Someone who can't really make that echelon, who's not in the upper echelon of dudes.
It's rough. It's rough.
It's a rough life.
It's
but
rough
like
out here.
It's but yeah, it's, you know, they're two perfectly sculpted humans that are you know, in the gym all the time, so whatever. I mean, all the power to them. That you have that kind of dedication, that's cool.
Same like, people probably saw at the whiteout.
There we go, transitioning. Nice.
No, yeah, so like I guess
we'll talk about your experience at the whiteout.
So I went to the first game one, I only passed by the whiteout, and it was only like in front of like the Bell MTS place, whatever.
MTS Center. Whatever.
Yeah, MTS Center. It was only in front
still
of there.
So like the Sky Dome.
Yeah. So we passed by there, and I was like, oh yeah, this is pretty cool. But it's like, there's only one TV, and it's like, I don't want to stand here for like a few hours, and like,
in
you know,
the cold.
And yeah,
cold.
And getting cramped too, right? So like, we just skipped like for game one, and then so game five comes around. My friend's like, hey, we got to do it. They're expanding it for the entire intersection and everything. I was like, yeah, okay, we'll do it. So there are a few things that happened. So when I first got there, we found one spot with a TV that was like perfect. It was like not as packed over here. Like it wasn't like one of the big TVs and like near the food trucks and everything where everybody else was.
Yeah.
Kind of like where the hype was kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, so you like, so there's like, for one thing, there was a lot of people there, like you probably mentioned, you saw in the gym, who were just like big dudes and like attractive girls who were obviously just there for the hype, right?
Yeah.
They weren't actually aware of what was going on.
Or
of
hockey
like,
fans.
Yeah, exactly. Like you saw them on their phone during like play, right?
Yeah.
So there was that kind of people there. So, you know, it's you're going to have those, obviously.
Yeah.
And like as a sports fan, I'm sure for any sports fan, it's kind of irritating. Like, you know,
you
hate to be that person that's like, oh, they're not real fans. But it's like, it's in the back of your mind. It's there, right?
Yeah.
You're just like, hey, like, you're just here.
I feel like that's been a trend for all of playoffs. I've seen people tweet about it, talk about it, go to the games. I'm like, I've never seen you talk about hockey or like hockey or do anything.
Exactly.
But,
and like,
I mean, it's cool in a way, but I'm also like,
yeah. Well, it's like, you know, you saw some people there, and then you went to Instagram, and like, I Instagrammed a picture, but it wasn't of me, right? It was of the Portage in Maine after the celebration.
By the way, the quality on that was just ridiculous.
Thank
that Google
you.
Pixel.
Google Pixel 2, baby.
Oh my.
Sponsor me.
That is so good. It was like, did you take this with your eyes?
Yeah, wow. I know. It was awesome. So I took that picture, but then you saw a lot of like Instagrams where it was like, it's people like, hey, we're at the whiteout.
Yeah.
Go Jets, go.
So about like 90 different pictures of the same. It's the same picture, just different people.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, exactly, right? And so so you saw a lot of that going on. So that was kind of irritating. But besides that, what also irritated me, so we found a spot with a TV. It was perfect and a lot of people around. And then you hear the pregame show going on and the TV's not working. And so we're just like, all right, whatever. Like, I don't really mind. Like, it's fine. We can find a different TV or we can wait it out. But my one friend was kind of like worried, right? Like he's a big Jets fan.
Yep.
And he was like kind of worried, and I was like, okay, yeah, maybe it'll work out. And then you hear, oh, we're going to puck drop, and the TV's still not fixed. And so now all of us, like my group of friends that we went there, we're like, okay, what's going on here? And my friend's like, you know, he's pretty unhappy now at this point, right? Because he wants to watch the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And the TV's not working. And then, you know, 37 seconds in, Jacob Trouba scores! And, you know, everyone on this side of, like, the streets, like, what's going on? We can't watch the TV. TV's not working. It took them an entire period to fix the TV.
Oh, wow. So, like, you missed the best period.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was like the first half of the first period was all the goals were scored there. Like, the four of the goals were scored there. And so we had moved to a different spot to go watch, like, a bit of the action. Like, I think we caught the fourth goal. But yeah, it took like an entire period for them to fix it. We went back to that spot eventually because it was still pretty empty.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you would have thought, you know, if it's not working, you'd have a plan for that, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You would figure out like what could possibly go wrong for this 15,000 people street party, right? Like, you're gonna have a chance for when the TVs goes wrong, right? So,
what was the atmosphere like? What are your thoughts on that?
So logistics were pretty bad. But the atmosphere, it was fun. I want to say, like, so the way I felt about it, like, because I'm still not that big of it. Like, I'm a Jets, like, follower, but not a fan, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm still, like, Canucks at heart, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you know, in terms of, like, some sports, it's kind of fun to be a contrarian. So, you know, like, with the Jets, like, sometimes I like be like, oh, you know, the Jets, you know, they're whatever, you know, the Canucks and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it was kind of cool because, like, you could tell, like, people were here because of, like, Winnipeg, right? Like, it wasn't mm-hmm. so much, like the connection with, like, with the Jets running throughout everyone. Like, you could feel it. Like, everyone was pumped. Everyone, like, was feeling it. Mm-hmm. There were drinks flowing. Everyone was having a good time.
Yeah.
Even the people who weren't there for, like, the game itself and just there for, like, the atmosphere. Like, I think it would have been a good atmosphere to be in for a bit there. And then, obviously, there was the lull in play between, like, the first half of, like, the second half of the first period up to, like, the third period.
Yeah.
So, like, it kind of died down after that. Like, everyone was just, like, walking around talking. Like, no one was really watching at that point. Like, the diehard Jets fans were at the front, attentive as always, you know, making sure. But other than that, yeah, no, it was fun. Like, you could definitely feel like some of, like, the energy, like, from, like, the fans who've been waiting for this for, like, the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like going towards the people who might have been new fans who were just mm-hmm. there for the
just
event.
For the hype,
yeah, exactly. So overall, it was a good time, I'd say. Obviously, going back to my earlier point, it was kind of irritating just seeing the people who were just there just to, you know, snag a pic or to just try and, like, oh, I'm Jets, we got the Jets and everything, right? All that stuff. So, and then, yeah, we went to Portage Main afterwards, and that intersection flooded quick. Like, we left the game at once the period was over, like, after interviews and everything, we walked, like, after handshakes, we walk over there. People are flooding in there. Some cars came in late trying to get to the intersection. Like, some fans were there already, and they're, like, banging on the hood.
Oh,
and you hear a
nice.
Bunch of honking, and it's like, yeah, go Jets, go! And it was like, I think that was the fun part of the evening, because, like, I think that's where all the diehard fans were, was at Portage and Main. Because, like, the other people, you know, they had their bougie set up. There was, like, a thing, there was, like, a thing at the Pint that, like, some people went to, you know. I'm pretty sure there's people who went to the Whiteout specifically for the picture and then left. Like, in the middle of the game. So, like, it was just nice to see, like, there was still a strong cohort of people at Portage and Main, you know, just living life, just loving it, just doing their thing. So, personally, I will not be back unless they make the cup finals, because that sucked. I like having a bathroom within 5 feet of me and not having a line of 60 people. Hey, True North, maybe don't have 6 porta potties at your event for 15,000 people. Just a suggestion, you know? It'd be nice.
Mark Chipman's listening in.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice if, like, the only other porta potties were not outside and that I would not be able, and that I can have access to come back inside after using the porta potties outside. Like, it just didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I think it's a bit thrown together quick.
So it was, yeah.
Like, I don't know if there's a ton of planning gone into it. I mean, I know they didn't expect that many people. But
I feel like the most important thing you do is you make sure people have a place to, you know, use the bathroom.
Yeah.
And not have 60 people waiting in line.
Yeah, especially with all the beer that's flowing.
Exactly.
I mean, people got to break the seal.
It's like, you know, you made me pay 2 for $15. At least give me a bathroom to use, you know?
Two
Bud Lights for $15, 2 Budweisers. So it's like, you know.
I thought they were like $10 a pop.
Yeah, they reduced it. It was like usual beer price, like usual event beer price. So yeah, that too. Like I'll have, like, I can, you know, buy
a 6-pack and get, like,
exactly.
Yeah,
I'll have a 6-pack. I have a couch. I have a bathroom. Oh, yeah. I'm just gonna wash at home, and then I'll be back for the cup final if they make it. That's it.
Well, that'll be crazy if they make it to the cup
final.
Like,
exactly.
That'll be out of control. I think the whole city of Winnipeg will be We'll be in downtown.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You can count on that.
You won't? You won't?
No, I don't think I'll ever go. I'm not a Jets fan.
That's right. Yeah, you're right.
I don't buy into the hype.
I think what the plan would be is that, so the first day, like game one, my friend and I, we went to Boston Pizza, like where as people were finishing pre-gaming.
Yeah.
So once they left, we switched to a booth. We had a nice booth. Ooh. We had a TV.
Yeah.
It was perfect. So I think the plan now, and no one steal this plan because, you know, I want to execute this, is to, you know, find a place to sit for the game and then just go Portage and Main afterwards is over.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, that's where all the fun is that Portage and Main. Yeah. Like, it's just like, oh, we're on the streets. Ah,
yeah, yeah.
It's not controlled. You know, so I think that'll be fun.
I think that's the way to do it. I think watching at a restaurant inside.
Exactly.
With a bathroom and beer that it's probably reasonably priced.
Oh, but, yeah, exactly.
Drink specials.
Places. And food.
Yeah, you know. Food, exactly.
Oh, it'd be great.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it.
Exactly, yeah.
I've always enjoyed that. I mean, when I was in Europe, I went to for the 2016 Euros.
Oh, like, you were there for that?
I was there in Berlin for that. They had a literal fan mile, if that's what they called it, was the fan mile. And it was in front of the Brandenburg Gate.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the whole street, and they had about four massive screens and a stage, and they'd have concerts before games. That one was cool. Like that, they had like the beer was cheap.
Yeah, obviously Europe. Yeah.
It's not $10 a beer. It's like €4, which is about $6-7.
Oh,
but,
nice,
which is not bad.
But
you get a real beer, and it's better beer. It's not Bud Light, right? It's like Varsteiner or something like that. But that was like that was a super cool, fun experience. Was to be there for that.
I definitely think like I want to go to like a European sports event, right? Like whether it's soccer, soccer obviously, but you know what else is there? Like maybe cricket. Obviously.
Yeah, I've been to two European soccer games and one European hockey game, and I gotta say every single time it was infinitely better than any sporting event I've been here.
Because they get so into it, right?
Like they have even at the hockey game, it was the Mercedes-Benz Arena in Berlin. It's the same size as the MTS Center in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
15,000 people. The concourse is also huge, and there's a balcony outside overlooking the river.
Okay.
But like I guess the MTS Center is also working in a small footprint. But the concourse was so nice. Mm-hmm. I hate the concourse at the MTS Center.
Oh,
so
okay.
Small, so small.
It is. It is pretty tough trying to walk. And
like anytime there's like after a game or intermission, it's like
it's
tiny. But like and there was about 7,000 people there because I went in August. Mm-hmm. It's like the summer. But there's fans chanting back and forth against each other, like dueling each other, almost like who can be the loudest.
Sweet.
I've never even seen that in hockey. I know. Yeah. And it was constant throughout the whole game. There was like a cheer. There was a fan section, and been the soccer games. There's always the chanting and the drums. There's just people there who aren't even watching the game who just direct all the chants and then bang on the drums. And that to me was like just adds to the whole experience.
I think the closest that sort of experience can get to is college sports.
Yeah,
probably. Even then, it doesn't compare.
Well, like, not our college sports.
Yeah.
U.S. college.
Yeah, U.S. college.
I want to go to a U.S. college game. I think that'd be fun.
I think a bowl game would be fun.
Yeah.
Because,
down to Alabama or something.
I wouldn't.
But that would...
By the way, I'm a brown guy. So I wouldn't go to Alabama. At least not by myself. I'd go with
friends.
I'd go with a group of white people.
What? That's funny.
But Alabama would be good. I think Michigan at the Big House would be good.
Yeah.
Ohio State would be good.
Auburn,
yeah. I think Oregon would be decent.
Yeah.
Oregon's always a fun team to watch. But other than that,
I think a lot of the teams down south would be good. I know as a brown guy, you probably wouldn't want to go, but a lot of the teams down south would be good. Texas A&M.
I'll visit. I mean, Alabama, they brought in, what's his face?
I don't know.
Not Roy Moore. Roy Moore was the one that was touching kids when he was like a little bit younger. Who's the other guy?
Oh, it's sad that we don't even know the guy that won.
I think was it like Doug?
I think so. Doug Ford.
Doug Ford. He was the Republican. Oh, yeah, Doug Jones. That's right. Jones. There you go. Doug Jones.
Never trust a man with two first names. Although Jones isn't a first name.
He's a Democrat, I'm pretty sure, right? Yes.
Yep.
Democrat, won in Alabama, making it real down there, turning it into some blue. So I think I will visit Alabama now, but anywhere else around there, You know,
bit dicey.
It's like rural Manitoba. No,
are we gonna get on that again?
No, no,
we
no,
can't.
Nope. No,
stop. Stop.
No.
Sean Manea threw a no hitter yesterday. Let's
no,
do that.
No. Wait. First round of playoffs. So the Jets obviously won.
Yeah, I was wrong on my hot take, even though I knew I was gonna be wrong.
And I did not see like sweeps happening.
I did not see Vegas sweeping or San Jose sweeping.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
I thought it would have at least gone to five games.
And I thought Anaheim was going to win, and I thought LA was going to win.
I picked LA in five on my bracket, and I think I picked San Jose in like six or something. Oh, no, I picked the Ducks. Yeah, I did pick the Ducks.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. I mean, the thing with the Vegas series was, I mean, Jonathan Quick had a ridiculous, I think he had like a .97 save percentage. And
a 1.55 goals against average.
Yeah, and he lost.
Yeah.
In a sweep.
He got swept. If you had him on any other team, they have like at least two games or three games in the bag.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, I feel so bad for Quick and Doughty on that team, yeah, too. Like, because like, those are the only two guys that like are really like still trying, I thought, like, and like still playing at like a really high level.
Yeah.
And like the rest of that team just kind of like.
Well, I think the total goal, it was like 7-4.
Oh, it's like ridiculous.
No, it wasn't. I don't know. I think. It was 3-2, 2-1, one, and then 2-1 nothing games.
Yeah, and it's just...
That's insane. They're all one-goal games.
It's just
one,
crazy...
Two of them in overtime.
Yeah. It was kind of like watching women's hockey, because it's just like there was just so much... It was just a big old goalie battle, right?
Yeah.
Like, nothing was going in, and I remember reading an article on The Athletic talking about like how it was a goalie battle, but it was like two different goalie styles, right? Because like Fleury is like really square to the puck. He's very methodical.
Yeah.
Whereas Quick is more like just unorthodox, right?
Yeah,
like
and he gets super low.
Like he uses his flexibility to his advantage, right?
Yeah.
And like the author was just like, yeah, like it was just really cool to see how like you had a goalie battle, but it was like two completely different styles. And they were still getting the job done, right? And yeah, like I feel bad for Quick.
I think if LA played San Jose and Vegas played Anaheim or something like that, I think that we could have had a longer, different series.
Might have been different.
We might have seen we might have seen Vegas and LA in the second round.
I think potentially,
but I don't know.
No, I think
Vegas. I think LA deserved a better fate than
for
a
sure.
Sweep.
For sure. I mean, like I said, like Quick.
But,
Quick played.
Yeah.
So unreal. Like it's just he did not deserve to get swept. I thought. But.
But now I want Vegas to go all the way.
Yeah, and Quick saw two rings anyway, so it's all good.
I want Vegas to just go. I think that would be. Awesome and hilarious at the same time.
Yeah, no, I'm down to watch Vegas go all the way.
I'd love to see the biggest this happen. Vegas wins the cup in Pittsburgh. Marc-Andre Fleury raises the cup.
I would love that.
That'd be sweet.
I know
he's gotten. There's no like animosity between
the
two,
but
I think
awesome.
it would be awesome.
It'd still be great. Yeah,
Fleury to raise a cup in Pittsburgh.
See all those yinzers getting all mad about.
Although I don't want to see Pittsburgh in the final again.
No, yeah.
I'd be okay to see.
It's funny because you look at my bracket and I'm just like, yeah, you can tell I haven't watched hockey in like the past 2 months.
Same. Like... I think the only one I got right was, I mean, Winnipeg. I picked Winnipeg, but I said on the show at Minnesota, but
yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Because I would have looked like a genius if they somehow pulled it off. But I think the only one I got was Winnipeg, and hopefully Nashville can pull it off. And I got Tampa to beat New Jersey.
That was an easy one.
That's an easy one. Like the two easy ones I picked.
Yeah. And
so.
I think I picked Boston, and obviously the Leafs made it a series again.
Yeah.
And it was funny too because like they were up 4-1.
They're up 4-1.
I was waiting for it. My friend texted me too. He was like, "I'm waiting for the memes, man."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, I hope so. I really hope so."
I think Jake Gardner was on the record of saying, "I think we got rid of that curse." I was like, "I don't know, buddy. You got to win the series.
Yeah, exactly.
Win the series, and then the curse is over.
Exactly.
Big shot. You still got to win two more games. So
funny.
I think Boston could.
Leafs are hilarious.
They are. It's Leafs
then,
fans too.
Yeah, that too. I know. I kind of want Boston win more than Toronto, right?
Oh,
like,
I totally want Boston win. I love watching Boston.
My parents are cheering for Toronto. I'm just like,
I can't cheer for Toronto.
I can't. No, it's hard. It's really hard.
Although I don't know who's been more insufferable for me, Toronto fans or Winnipeg fans. I can't pick. I can't. There's when Winnipeg plays, I'm like, oh, I wish I was. I want Toronto fans back on my Twitter. And then when Toronto plays, I'm like, maybe Winnipeg fans aren't that bad.
Like some Toronto fans are terrible because it's like they bring up the cups, but it's like they haven't won one since like 67.
Yeah.
So my friend, who is a fair weather Leafs fan, he'll be like, oh, we got more cups than the Canucks. And I was like, dude, you haven't won a cup since the Canucks got into the league. Like
coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So,
No, I know. Like Leafs fans are just generally insufferable, and the media attention they get is, I think that's what makes it a big thing
Absolutely.
That a lot of people don't like.
Absolutely.
And I just don't like Jets fans because I see like all the people talk about the Jets, but then they'll be talking about their other favorite team, the Calgary Flames, in next October.
Oh, right.
That's the thing that drives me nuts about Winnipeg fans is they will cheer for Winnipeg when they're good, but if Winnipeg's bad, they'll just go to their other team they liked in between when we didn't have the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
They don't stick.
Do you know some of those?
Oh, yeah. I know way too many, yeah.
Because the ones that I know, they're not like that at all. Like, they completely jumped ship. Like, my one friend was like, nope, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I get if you're going to jump ship, but don't be a bisexual hockey fan. I don't know if is that allowed.
That's allowed.
That's allowed.
That's allowed. That's just a weird way.
I honestly think
that's just a weird way of putting it. I think
that's how
bi-conditional.
I put it. Bi-conditional hockey fans. I think those kinds of hockey fans are the reason why the divorce rate is so high.
Oh
They can't pick it. They can't make up their mind. Okay. Where does your loyalty lie? With the Colorado Avalanche or the Winnipeg Jets? Pick one.
We're gonna need to do a sociological study on that.
I would like to see the amount of people who like two NHL teams and their divorce rate. Please, get me those numbers, somebody, because I bet you they're high. I bet you they're at over 50.
Oh, man, that's a good one. We're gonna save that for the best of the
It's true. I don't like it in hockey. I don't like it in baseball. I don't like it in football. Oh, yeah, my NFC team and my AFC team.
You don't like that? No?
No,
okay.
I just pick a team and stick with it.
Oh, okay.
I don't like fans in general. I don't know. It sounds so weird, but I don't like fandom, like the whole idea of being a fan.
I think you mentioned that before. Yeah, no. Well, like for me personally, I have an AL team and an NL team. Well, I follow the Jays, but I don't have specifically an NL team, but whoever's doing good, I'll be like, there you go.
Yeah, I do it too, just bug people. I'll be like, I'm a big Mets fan now. Like, it just annoys people.
Well, I bought some jerseys recently, and it's not AL-NL, but I bought a Jays jersey, mm-hmm. and I bought a Mariners jersey. But the Mariners jersey is nice.
I think that you said you were going to buy the Mariners jersey.
And I did.
For the style.
I did, yeah.
You
the,
did.
The cream with the blue and yellow logo.
Did you buy a real one or fake one?
A real one. Well, replica one.
Oh, but like off of MLB.com.
Well, Fanatics.com.
Oh, whatever. That's a real one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you didn't go to like AliExpress?
No. I thought about it and I was like, nah, it's fine. I'll ball out.
How much did that run you?
I'll ball out today. Two jerseys. It was on sale and the conversion still messed me up. So $240 for two jerseys. Yeah.
That stings.
It was
less than an NHL jersey.
It was $180, I think, at the checkout. And I was like, oh, what a deal. And I was like, oh, wait, it's in US. And I checked my statement and I was like,
I do that too sometimes. I don't even realize some website. I ordered a couple t-shirts that were on sale for $29 or they were on sale for $19.95. And I was like, oh, cool. They're regular $40. I bought three of them.
Yeah, I know.
Big mistake.
Yeah, I know. We'll talk about Sean Manaea. We'll talk about baseball now, so we got this topic. But the Oakland, like the
I love Oakland's jerseys.
The light green version.
Yeah.
And their 50th anniversary version jersey. So nice.
With the elephant on the side,
I'm going to try to find it right now, but... Yeah, I know. I like the Athletics jersey a lot.
I like the Athletics jersey, too. I like the elephant on the side. And I mean, I don't know why I've been seeing a lot more Athletics baseball lately.
I know I...
25% off all orders, no minimum. All right.
Maybe I'll have to order
me a white Dodgers jersey.
I think, like, Oakland, like, it's a really... Because, like, just, like, the area, too, like, it's a really easy streetwear choice, right? Because, like, it's just, like, Oakland, California, like, this jersey right here. So, obviously, y'all listening can't see this, but it's, like, it's, like, a forest green color with, like, a nice gold yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just beautiful. I love
green on sports jerseys.
Yeah.
Like, the Minnesota Wild jersey, their home jerseys.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Love them.
Yeah.
And the old Fighting Sioux jerseys, those were good. I love those, too.
They're now
the Fighting Hawks.
The old Eagles sort of scheme with like the white wing.
They had the lighter green. I know now they have the dark. I don't like that darker green now. Lighter green was so good.
So nice.
So nice.
The
Stars have nice jerseys. The old Hartford Whalers jerseys.
Yes.
I love green on hockey, on sports jerseys in general.
Yeah, no, I feel that. Absolutely. But here, like, I'll show you this one that I got. But yeah.
I like a good blue. I like the good the Chargers.
This is the one right there. We gotta get a video portion of this podcast.
Soon. Yeah, we gotta get the video up. Just show people. This is what I ordered.
We gotta contact Assad and be like, hey man,
did you get Ken Griffey?
No, I didn't.
You got no names.
I went blank. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that better.
I thought about getting Griffey or Ichiro, but I was like, you know what? I'll go blank.
Yeah.
So at least like people will like underestimate me. Like, oh, you know any Mariners players? And I'm like, yeah. Well, there's Ken Griffey Jr. There's Ichiro. The current rotation is James Paxton, Felix Hernandez, Marco Gonzalez.
Erasmo Rodriguez is back today.
I actually followed the Mariners on Instagram now. So, Daniel Vogelback.
Man, I have him on my watch list.
I'm excited. I like that guy. Just a big old dude just mashing home runs. I love that.
He's
the next
Kyle Schwarber, baby.
I live for that. And Kyle Schwarber got skinny, man.
I know. No, it's crazy. He's not going to be as good.
Yeah.
You got to be a fat first baseman. That's just how you got
to
be.
If your job is to mash home runs, you're either going to be super muscular or fat.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
Let's look at all the greatest hitters. Babe Ruth was fat as heck.
David Ortiz got really fat, and he is awesome. Pujols got fat.
Yeah, Miguel Cabrera, he's kind of chubby.
He's getting chubby,
Prince Fielder was chubby.
Yeah. Nelson Cruz is starting to get chubby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else is Bartolo Colon?
Yeah. Carlos Delgado, when he was in Toronto, he was pretty he was pretty big.
Kyle Schwarber, he was big.
Man, I can't wait then. I want to see if Aaron Judge gets fat or not.
No, I think he's going to stay muscular. That guy's just
6'7", yeah.
How about Giancarlo Stanton? Bust.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, that's weird.
I know.
That's crazy
to me. I didn't expect that. Like, and the Yankees in general are not doing as good. Everyone's like, I'm picking them to win out of the AL in the World Series. I was like, whoa.
And it's like Toronto split a series the first time, and they go over there, they win the first game. I think they lost today and yesterday. But it's still like everyone thought, oh, they're going to sweep every team. And it's like, no. And then I remember I saw a post from MLB. I sent it to you. Or the Red Sox? Yeah, where it was like, they're 17-2. They might not ever lose.
And then they get no hit.
They get no hit the next day. And I was like, this is beautiful. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Because it's like, the MLB just jinxes everything.
MLB like jumps on the train too late.
Yeah.
They always jump on it. And they're like, then.
I remember when the Mets were 12-1. And they're like, power rankings. Mets, not on the list. Like the top five, it was like the
Yankees,
Red Sox, Astros. Yeah. And like two other teams. And it's just like the Mets. And everyone was like, where's the Mets? And then they finally put them on there, and it was like they were like fourth still, I'm pretty sure.
Now the Mets, I think, are kind of coming back to reality. Their bullpen is, and they're starting. I think the problem is their starting pitchers can't go deep. Unless it's DeGrom or Syndergaard, they can't go deep.
I was reading that, like, their early success, like, it was a cause of concern because, like, their rotation was still kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, people were getting extra rest. Some guys looked really, really good compared to last year. So it was like, is this just a fluke?
Yeah, when they moved Matt Harvey to the bullpen.
I heard. Yeah. I heard he's just been, like, terrible.
Oh, he was I watched the game against, I think, the Braves.
Yeah.
And they couldn't do anything. It was like he was letting up 6 runs in the three innings. But they're like, they can't go to the bullpen because all they do is use their bullpen.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember I was reading, like, the bullpen, like, has been really good because they have, like, 2 former starters in there.
Yeah.
I think Seth Lugo and Robert Gselman?
Gselman's in the bullpen.
Yeah.
He's a starter.
So, like, it was, like, it worked out, right?
Yeah.
But now it's all crumbling.
Well, now they're getting tired because it's, like, they're getting used so much. They're having to pitch 3-4 innings every day or, like, every other day.
They're going the Mets way, you know?
Yeah.
It's just all of it's crumbling. I really thought Harvey would have had like a bounce back, but like after like last season was just terrible, and it looks like this season
it's not any better.
Like, and I feel like he's the type of guy that does not want to go in the bullpen
because
he's just like, got such a big ego. Like, I'm the Dark Knight, I got a pitch, right? But like, it's like, dude, you know, you look like crap out there. You don't look good.
Right? I think when I was watching that game against the Braves on Thursday or Tuesday, like one strikeout.
Yeah, and it's speaking of like faltering pitchers, Marcus Stroman, he doesn't look good. I was watching the game yesterday, like he looked fine up until the sixth, and then walk, hit, walk, hit, and I'm just like, it got to like 4-1, and he was still in there with bases loaded. And I'm just like, okay, like I guess Gibby wants to like build some confidence in him, but it's like, dude, like this guy, like.
Yeah, he changed up his mechanics too. He's holding his glove a bit lower and slowing it down a little bit.
Like he just, I don't know what it is. Like he's getting lit up almost like he can't go deep. He can't go further than 5, it seems like.
No.
Like, because once he gets to the sixth and like the hitters have seen him like maybe like.
Well, yeah, I don't think you'll make it 3 times through the rotation.
Yeah,
but which is actually like not a Stroman thing. I think that's a general trend we're seeing in baseball.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Another pitcher who's been doing bad, Yu Darvish. How about that one?
I haven't been watching him. No.
I think he's got like a 6-something ERA. He got lit up again in Colorado, of course, yesterday.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Yu Darvish, I don't think he's won yet with the Cubs.
How many did he sign?
Too many years. And now look at Jake Arrieta this week. He threw 10 strikeouts in a win against...
But before that, he was like really, really iffy, right? Like he was getting like 1 strikeout, and then he pulled out 10 strikeouts.
I think you always know what you're going to get with him. Yu Darvish, I think... I don't know what it is after the Dodgers, I think, the World Series.
He's got the yips now.
He's got the yips. I have him in fantasy, and I didn't start him, thank God.
Oh, man.
But
yeah, no, that's concerning because yeah, the Cubs obviously added him to like try and replace Arrieta, right? And it's like, ooh,
she kept Arrieta.
Yeah, exactly.
He can rake too.
Yeah, and I love how like with the Phillies, like the first three games just looked terrible.
Yeah,
and now they look decent.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of production from their young guys.
I was reading another article from The Athletic, also.
This guy just using it as his.
Oh, I've been reading so many. Yeah. Like this is what I do at work, and
but you have to. You're paying for it.
Essentially. So for the past, I think they went back to 2010, the Phillies, average slugging percentage off their pitchers was above 400. And so far they've only allowed hitters to slug 320 against them.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, okay, is this sustainable or is it whatever? And apparently like their focus is they just want to limit fly balls because they know how fly balls are so important now. Right.
Yeah.
So like, it was really interesting because like you saw this, like, it's like this the data counteracting each other, right? Because you know more hitters are going for more fly balls,
mm-hmm.
so now more pitchers are going for more like out of the zone and down low pitches,
yeah.
because they know they're going to swing if they can see a good one, right?
Yeah.
And so I thought that was super interesting, like just seeing how like I remember because what the article I wrote for you for the Manitoban talking mm-hmm. about, oh well, you know, we might see a lot of home runs unless if pitchers adjust,
and now they're and
that seems to be the adjustment is either go high fastball or go out of the zone.
And I think that article you sent me up from The Ringer, it was this might be the first month in MLB history or something, or in recent history, that we'll see more strikeouts than hits.
Yes, yeah. No, that's what I thought. That's what I saw, too. I thought that was super interesting. Yeah. Like, that's...
It makes sense, because all the young guns who are hitting home, all the guys who hit home runs never make it on base.
Mm-hmm.
They're barely hitting doubles or singles.
Yeah.
Like, I always bring up Joey Gallo, but he's the perfect representative of that.
He's a great example.
He's the first guy to hit 30-plus home runs or 20-plus home runs and not hit... Or hit less singles.
Yeah.
He didn't hit any single. Well, barely any singles. Oh, because when you see Joey Gallo at second base, you're like, what's going on
yeah,
here?
Yeah,
what
yeah,
happened?
Yeah. No, it's
rare.
It's a really weird trend that I think needs to be talked about more. Like, I think it's super interesting. Like,
yeah.
if you're a baseball nerd, obviously the casual observer, it's like, what are you talking about? But if you're like a baseball nerd, like, it's like super interesting, right? So, wow. We're almost at an hour.
Almost an hour.
Oh, man. Do you want to do another extra half hour after this?
I don't know. We can keep doing this.
We can do it. All
I'm
right.
losing my fantasy matchup, and I'm just really ticked off.
Oh, okay. All right. So I think we'll close off for the hour. But if you're interested, I don't know if it'll happen or not, actually. But Ryan and I will be recording an extra half hour, not for the radio, specifically for the SoundCloud. Links. Well, the link will be in my bio on Instagram, and I'll post it up on Twitter. My Twitter is at JoGoFoShow.
There you go.
JoGoFoSHO. Instagram is Gonzalez with six S's. So that's GonzalesSSSSS. And yeah, any closing comments, Ryan? I don't know what to...
You know what? Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive. Absolutely not. Don't drink and drive.
That's my closing comment.
Don't drink and drive. And my closing comment is find something good to eat. As usual, I said at the top of the show, but I'll mention it again. We're recording on Sundays now, and this is still Tuesday morning with a cup of Joe and a shot of rye.
Have a good week, everybody.
So, yeah, enjoy the week. Get through the day. It's warming up. Get in the links. Do whatever you want to do in the summer.
Yeah, wear t-shirts outside, which is what I'm doing today.
Wear t-shirts and barbecue on the deck. I know.
The white suburban dad.
I know. We started barbecuing. Yeah, I started barbecuing with the apron, and it says, kiss me, I'm the chef or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. All right. We're going to take off now, I think. I don't know.
Peace out, man.
Later, y'all.